Welcome back to the Daily International OU Tehillim and Physics phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Shlishi, the 28th day of the month of Av. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today Tehillim email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to introduce Rabbi Eli Balazan, Mora D'Asra of the Young Israel of Fairlawn in Fairlawn, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Balazan slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishnah Berach Lecholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Balazan to learn more about his wonderful community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Balazan.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Orthodox Union for their incredible leadership, guidance, and assistance throughout this troublesome time period that we've all greatly benefited from. I also want to thank each and every one of you that designates part of their busy schedule on a daily basis over the last few months to do what is so critical, to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and daven on behalf of Achinu Beis Yisrael for Refuos and Yeshuos. The Torah in this week's parsha tells us something that really speaks to each and every one of us. I think over the last few months, there's been a tremendous feeling, or even verbally expressed by many of you, of a feeling of uncertainty, a feeling of not knowing what's going to be in the future. And the Torah tells us and responds to that feeling by telling us in Perek Yudches, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Tamim Tiye Im Hashem Elokecha. You should be complete and wholesome in your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? What does it mean to be complete and wholesome with your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Rashi tells us from the fact that the Pesukim allude to this, the next Pesukim, that we should not try to foretell the future. We should not try to predict what's in store for us. And we should be wholesome and trust in Hashem. As the Pasuk continues in Pasuk Yud Dalid, Ki Hagoyim Ha'ela, because the Torah juxtaposes and contrasts us with the nations of the world, El Ma'unim Ve'El Kosmin Yishmu. They do approach the soothsayers, the wizards, the gypsies, Yishmu V'Ata Lochein Nasan Lecham Shalom Kecha. But God instructs us, no, for you it's different. But you should be complete and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what really needs to be analyzed is, what is the big deal? What's the problem with me to try to predict, to try to figure out what's in store, what lies ahead? Why is that puncturing our relationship and a complete relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This is not the first time that the Torah introduces the concept of Tam and Tia in Hashem Elokecha. At the outset of the Jewish nation, when God instructs Avraham Avinu to lead and to develop Yiddishkeit, he tells him, I want to tell you something critical. Hishalech lefanai v'heyeh samim. You should walk in front of me, but you should be tamim. You should fulfill what this pasuk is telling us, that we should be complete with Hashem. What is it that's so critical about this command and about this mandate that we are introduced to this at the beginning of the development of our nation, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu approaches Avraham Avinu in Parshas Lech Lecha, in the development of Klal Yisrael? I'd like to introduce today an idea from our parsha on this very pasuk, from the Kamar Nerav in the Sefer Heichal Shlomo, about what he says at this idea of Talim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. If you read carefully, as we said before, the pasuk says, the goyim, the nations of the world, el ma'oninim ve'el kosmin. They go to the wizards. They go to the soothsayers. They approach the fortune tellers. They want to predict and determine what's in store in the future. But then the pasuk continues. Va'ata lo chein nasam lecha Hashem Elokecha. But you are not so. And God, and it is different when it comes to you. But the Kamarna Rav says something beautiful. He says, when it comes to you, va'ata lo chein, you have a different type of relationship. God tells you, even if there's a gzeira, even if there's an evil decree, even if there's something that might be negative in the store in the future for you, you have the opportunity to object. You have the opportunity to plead towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, please rip up that gzeira. You have the ability, says the commander of the Atah Lochein. Don't be my partner that just agrees to everything. Don't be that yes man that just complies and just says yes to everything. You have a different type of relationship. You have the ability to disagree. And how do we do so? We do so with tefillah. We do so with our chizakos. That is the nature of our relationship. But why is that? Because tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. Because you are above and beyond your astrological influence of this world, the spheres and the cosmos. You, as the Gemara and the Daf Yomi we just learned at the end of the Masechet Shabbos, tells us when it comes to Klal Yisrael, above and beyond the other nations of the world, ein mazal Yisrael. We are not governed by the astrology or by anything natural in this world. We have a much more complete, and we're raised above such an existence. When did this begin? This began at that first conversation with Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, Vayotze Oso Achutze, he takes him out of his tent. Chazal tell us, Vayotze Oso Achutze, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu out of his tent, he not only took him physically out of his tent, but he said, say, Me'itzdagninu Shocha. You should be risen above the astrology, above the natural forces in this world. You are with me. You are complete with me. If a person approaches the Ma'onin and the Kosman, the Kamana says, then what? Then he's now testifying that everything's predetermined. Everything is set in stone. My future is going to be what it is. And then they approach the world around us and the predicament that we're in, and they say, this is the new normal. Get used to it. There's nothing to change. There's nothing to do. But we, as the Kamana says, God has a relationship with you that you don't have to agree. That you have a give and take. That you can actually say what's more correct, and you can actually work for that because you're talmid of Hashem Elokecha. Because you have a new level of existence. Nothing is predetermined. The Bnei Yisachar and the Sefer Agra, the Kala, says the same exact idea in last week's parsha as well. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs us when we enter into Eretz Yisrael, that we should destroy all of the idolatry, all of the altars and the idolatry trees, the Asheros, the Mezbechos, we should destroy them, we should defile them. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but don't do so with me. Don't do so when it comes to the Bate Knesios, the Beis HaMikdash, or even sacred names, as we know we have the practice to bury Shemos in the ground based on the Pasuk that says, Lo Sasun Kane, Lashem Elokecha. Don't do that when it comes to my relationship. Don't defile things that are sacred in the Jewish practice, in the Jewish world. Says the Bnei Yisachar, but also has a deeper meaning. Our relationship should be different. Lo sasun kein l'Hashem Elokecha. You don't have to say yes. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to take every decree and just leave it as a given. But rather we could protest. Rather we can beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change as we daven, because we have a different level of existence. We are above and beyond that. Above and beyond the astrology. Above and beyond the Ma'onin and the Kosman, the natural forces of this world. As we approach Elul, and as we approach the time period that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us, that is granted not only on a public basis, but on an individual place. On individual level, to each and every one of us, during the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you can change anything that's decreed on Rosh Hashanah. You can say, Lo Kain. You can say, Lo Sasan Kain. I'm not going Hashkecha. That is the greatest feeling, and that is the greatest resolve for this feeling of uncertainty that we have during this time. So I want to thank you for doing this, and for davening, like you've been doing most often, Cain, to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is difficult right now, but we know things can change, and we would like HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send his Rachmonas on Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. I will begin with chapter 20, capital Chof in Tehillim. L'manseach Mizmor L'David Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach Ezrcha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchosecha V'olotcha Yidash Neselo Yitain Lecha Kelvavecha V'chol Atzascha Yimaleh Nirana B'mishuasecha U'b'shem Eloheinu Nego Yimale Adonai Kol Mishalosecha Ato yadati ki yoshi adonai mishicho ya'aneyu mishmei kodsho b'gvuros yesha imu. Eile varechov ve'eile basusim va'anachnu b'shem adonai Eloheinu nazkir he'makaru v'nafalu va'anachnu kamnu v'nisodod adonai hoshia ha'melech ya'aneinu b'yom karenu. We'll now continue with chapter 27, Kapitel Chav Zayin. L'David Adonai Ori V'Yishi, Mimi Yira, Adonai Ma'oz Chayai, Mimi Echot. B'korov Alay Mereim, Le'echol Es Psari, T'arai V'oivai Li, Heim Akashu V'nafol. Im Tachana Alay Machana, Lo Yira Libi, In Tokum Alay Mochama, Bizos Ani Boteach, Achasha Altime Is Adonai, Osa Avakish, Shifti Bebeis Adonai, Koyime Chayai, Lachazos Benoam Adonai, Ulevaker Behecholo, Ki it's Benemi Besuko, Beyom Ra'o, Yastirenu Viseser Alo, Betsur Yeroman. Vaatoyorim Roshi Alevai, Yvotai, Ve'ezbecha ba'olo zivchei trua. Ashira va'azamra la'adenoi. Shema adenoi koli ekra v'chaneni va'aneni. L'cha omar libi bakshu fanai. Es ponecha adonoi avakesh. Al tafter ponecha mimeni. Al taf ba'af avdecha. Ez rossi ha'yisi ha'yisa al techeni ba'al ta'azeni Elohe Yishi. Ki avi v'ini azavuni, va'adonoi ya'aseni. Horeni adonoi darkecha, unecheni ba'orech mishur leman shororoi. Al titneni b'nefesh tzorai, ki kamu vi edei sheker, v'feyach chamos, lulei hamanti v'ros betuv adonoi, be'eretz chayim, kavel adonoi chazak v'yamei fribecha, v'kavei, El Adonai. We will continue with Capital 130, Tehillim chapter 130, Capital Kuf Lamed. Shir Hamalos Mima Matim Tirasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema V'Koli Tiena Oznecha Kashuvos L'Kol Tachananoi. Im Avonos Tishmorya Adonai Mi Amod. Ki imcho aslicho leman tivore. Ki visi adonoi kivsa nafshi v'lidvaro hocholti. Nafshi l'adonoi mishomim laboker, shomim laboker. Yochel Yisrael adonoi, ki im adonoi achesed v'harbei im ofedus, v'hu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonosof. Mishaberech Aboseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron Dovru Shlomo Hu Yirape Es Acholim Baver shekol hakol nisbalim bavurim bischarze akodesh baruch hu yimal rachmim aleihem lachlim laraposam lachzikam lachyosam yishlach lahem neheir refu shlem neshamayim leramach ivareim ushesagi deyim besoch sharcho yisrael refu sanefesh refu saguf. We will now conclude Achenu Kobeis Yisrael Hanesunim Batzor Vashivya Haomdim Bein Bayom Ubein Bayabosha Hamokom Yirachim Aleihem Yotia Mitzor Lervocha Umeafelu Leora Umeshiba Legeula Hashta Bagola Uzman Kariz Vinomar Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Balazan. As we segue to the next part of our call, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Baruch Hashem, thank you. Thank you very much. And because of the OU, we're doing okay, Baruch Hashem, because of everything that you've done for us. Thank you.
Chas v'shalom, happy to hear. So let's get started. For our listeners who may not be as familiar with the community of Fair Lawn, would it be possible to give us a brief overview of the shul and the community in general?
Yeah, thank God the shul is the community at Fair Lawn has been bursting and growing over the last few years, really tremendously. It's Baruch Hashem has had an Orthodox community for many years, and Baruch Hashem is continuing to grow. We now have a total of 7 Orthodox shuls in the community. And Baruch Hashem, it's growing even during COVID rapidly throughout the community. Yeah,
amazing. You know, so much has changed over the last 5 months, and seems to go on and on and on. But thinking perhaps of your community, but even more broadly for the Jewish community as a whole, what are some communal changes that you anticipate as we move forward, hopefully into a post-COVID world?
I anticipate a struggle, but I think something that I feel confident that people will be able to be triumphant in, and that's getting back to our old practices, like we say, Chadesh Yomenu Kekedem, and really taking advantage. On the one hand, struggling because we've gotten accustomed to a life that's not so involved with attending always shul, minyanim, shiurim, but that might be an adjustment that we're going to have after COVID when Emir Tashem, that opportunity comes back on a stronger level, you know, Emir Tashem. So it might be a struggle for some, and it might be difficult to, you know, to adjust back into that world. But I think that we also will have, a benefit of realizing that it's a tremendous opportunity, and that there was a void and there was something lacking in our lives when it wasn't in existence. So I think there will be a balance of number one, adjusting and just figuring out our schedules and regulating ourselves to attendance and involvement in the shul services and in the shiurim and opportunities that our shuls offer. But as much as a struggle, and it might be a little bit of an adjustment, I think that we will have a boost because we realize that we can't take that for granted anymore, and that's something
Absolutely.
That God's giving to us as a gift. So I think that I hope and I doubt, and some level might even be stronger than it was before the COVID era.
Absolutely, and I would agree. So we're just about a month out from Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Chodesh is Thursday. We begin to say L'David on Friday. Chevra, the group on this call, has been saying L'David now for 5 months. Sneak peek. We're actually planning after all these months to change a little bit the format of the Tehillim beginning on Friday, because we'll all be saying L'David already. We're going to take out that parak, because we'll be saying it in our own davening. We'll be adding some new parakim in addition to what we've been saying. But thinking about Rosh Hashanah, you just alluded, coming back to the shul. What are the plans for the young Israel as we approach Rosh Hashanah? Will the minyanim be indoors, outdoors? What about shul for blowing? What are the plans as you look forward to the high holidays?
So it's funny you ask that. We've had many meetings, and just this morning we were discussing it. And as I just said in my Dvar Torah, nothing set in stone. And Va'ata lo kein, so we don't know for sure what the final plans are, but we have a few different options. We're trying to get some larger spaces, but if we have to use the existing structures, we're going to have obviously many different separate minyanim. We're going to try basically to balance, you know, being health conscious, make sure to adhere to all the safety protocols. But at the same time, something I spoke about this Shabbos is that we have to now differentiate between COVID and COVID fatigue, and we have to try to introduce, you know, as much as possible, the normal and usual practices to our davening in order to get us into the mode of the Yom Noroim. Again, at making sure not to be at the expense of anyone's health.
Absolutely. Rabbi Balazan, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a brief picture of your wonderful community. I have mishpacha there, as you know, and so it truly is a wonderful community. As they are with all Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillos, our prayers are with you and the entire Fairlawn community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered with Tova, and may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Words of inspiration from Rabbi Ephraim Polakoff of Congregation Based Tefillah in Woodmere, New York. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.